Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts, live in somewhere in Tennessee, in rural Tennessee. We're going to do a podcast, podcast 637. My friend John Holland and I, who just got out of high school, it seems like just a few years ago, we're going to do a podcast, podcast 637. Well, you guys for years, and John, you know, because you've seen at least, I think you've seen at least one of my ex-government cars, and there's one in your driveway now, which is Mobile Podcast Command, which came from ex-government cars. But if you thought you knew exgovernmentcars.com, think again, because now Ed Johnson at ex-government cars has a broad selection of newer, better, low-mileage vehicles than ever before. Plus, they've got over 30 lenders to get your car loan approved fast. Basically, if you have a job, if you need a loan, you're in. Great deals from owner Ed Johnson. They take trades, and they've still got the Chevy V8 Impalas. They've still got the Crown Vicks while they last, the Dodge Chargers, which we had a great conversation about just the other night. And, of course, a line on those Department of Homeland Security Explorers and Expeditions and Yukons, which are super clean. So, you know, if you're looking for a new SUV, they're really expensive. You can get yourself a former government-maintained, fleet-maintained, one owner, and that's the government vehicles, and they are badass, as far as I'm concerned. And you said you want to meet Ed.
I really do, because frankly, first of all, I love his business model. I've thought, hey, Ed, could I franchise it down here? Because bottom line, I've got a lot of cop friends, and first of all, they mourn the passing of the Crown Vic. They've got some of the new products, and it's like there's no room for customers inside. Not only that, but you can't hit curbs near as fast.
No, they don't have the nimbility. They aren't as nimble as the nimbility. They aren't as nimble as the Crown Vics. All right, so here's the megaphone.
Sorry, go ahead.
ExGovernmentCars.com.
Well, as you know, I'm taking a trip across the country. I have been out storm chasing Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and now Tennessee, and points, well, I'm not going to say where yet, but I'm seeing lots of motorcycles. And when I see motorcycles, I can't help but think of Ciro3D, Ciro3D.com. This is the great motorcycle company that I've been working with that makes motorcycle products and accessories. And I'm supposed to say, and I forgot on the last podcast, that they have a brand new catalog that they are sending out to people. Go online, go to Ciro3D. If you have a motorcycle, if you ride, you need to get a catalog, because they've got great lighting options and solutions. They have device holders, which are second to none. I have two in Mobile Podcast Command. Great options for pipes and air filter covers and all sorts of fantastic things to make your bike look great and also be safe. Remember, Ciro3D.com, Ciro3D.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. And thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, the last time I was here was during coverage of the campaign. I think I was on my way down to South Carolina the last time I came through here. So that would have been during the primary season. And now both of us are so thoroughly sick of politics that we don't even want to discuss it. So this is just an advisory. I don't think we'll be talking about politics in this podcast. We might. And I went through this with my son where, you know, I met him on the highway and all he wanted to do was talk about politics. And I got very irritated. So if you start talking about politics, John Holland, just bad things are going
to
happen.
Shut up. Exactly. because that's something you use the term newsfast somewhere after the campaign. And I have taken that as it's sort of what I'm doing now. It has all gotten so stupid and so much noise that I really can't stand it. I'm normally consider myself well-informed, and now I'm just trying to be sane. So,
and I think the thing now is that even if you consume many, many news products, you still feel as though you've learned nothing. You're not well-informed, even if you think you are well-informed, because you spend all day trying to suss out the facts, and they are far and few between, unfortunately. We're living in water all around and not a drop to drink.
It's the old point-counterpoint from the late 70s Saturday Night Live, where you have one point, you have the other point. They're both stating pure fact, and neither one of them bring you any closer to the truth. So
right.
that seems to be where we are.
And I think the news fast is a great path to mental health, personally. I don't think that it's healthy to be monitored, although all day long, both of us have been on our phones wherever we are, monitoring Facebook and Instagram. And I only do it because I have to for my business. That's my excuse for, you know, that's what people say. Well, you know, I'm never on Facebook except I have to for my business. And that's why, and you too.
And all my clients are on Facebook, so I monitor what they do. And actually, I've come up with a scathing critique of one of them tonight earlier in the evening. It's like, really, guys, you're paying money to have people do this to you? Because that's what they're doing. They're doing it to you, not for you. Because
yeah.
if you do, these days, it's customer experience. If you deliver a bad customer experience in any medium, it doesn't matter if it's in real life or online, it's a bad customer experience, and it's not going to benefit you at all.
No, so. In fact, it will hurt you for some years to come, which is why I try to do lots of different kinds of podcasts, because I want to deliver a good podcast experience. But here we are in, what is this place that we are in?
I would call this rural East Tennessee, to be as specific as we can, because I don't know where this conversation's going. I'm sure there's a drone watching us, but still, rural East Tennessee is as good as it gets. We're in the 423, as we like to say, if we're being all gangster and stuff. So,
one of the things I really like about it is it feels like it's the height of summer. And of course, it's just the height of spring. We aren't even in summer yet. So we're recording this in early June. So we have another 10-15 days to go before June 21st, which is the solstice. So this is the peak of spring, and it's been hot all day, and it's humid, and God, I love it down here. It's just fantastic.
And as we say to Yankees down here, you just hide and watch. You ain't seen nothing yet.
You just hide and watch? Is that what
hide and watch. It's going to get a lot warmer before summer gets here. So,
love it.
And then once again, it's warmer here than it is in Minneapolis most days.
And I've been forced to drag all the equipment out of the truck, which I actually don't mind because it's good training. So I've pulled the entire package out of the truck, set it back up on the back porch. So we're sitting on the back porch. All the creatures are singing. And earlier, the dogs went crazy. What was that all about?
They noticed that you were out in front of the house, and they thought they needed to be involved. I explained to them they didn't, but it didn't seem to stop the barking. I don't know why.
So we have had a wide-ranging, diplomats would refer to this as a wide-ranging discussion on a number of different issues tonight. First of all, we made green beans and steak. And I don't know, what did your daughter ever have any spaghetti with the spaghetti sauce? I haven't seen her since she examined, came out to approve of the sauce and then has disappeared.
And actually, while you were setting up the equipment, she loaded up several containers full of sauce and took them to her socialist commune on the north side of Chattanooga. So she is gone, as is most of the sauce. So
that's it.
I hope you enjoyed what you got.
So yeah. Dinner is being held somewhere else because she doesn't want to have anything to do with us at all.
No, we are probably what in our youth we would have described as not cool, but I don't know what they call it now.
So you and I started at our high school radio station. We're not going to say which one because that's mine. I don't share that with people. I'm not interested in sharing the high school program that I graduated from, which provided me with a career in radio, such as it was. And you for years, you were out here doing this, and we didn't have any contact with each other. You went down the sales route, and I went down the programming route. So we haven't talked too much about that, but talked about it, but not in the podcast.
And never worked together because we've kind of watched the evolution of the business. And I did sales and management, and as anybody in management does, as you know, Bob, since you've been in programming, anytime we attempt to influence programming, we mess it up. So
I don't know, not anymore. I mean, I think now salespeople are probably the better programmers than the programmers these days.
It seems to be because, frankly, I learned early, I guess because I came from a strong programming background, that you can actually, if you blend what people like and what clients want and you put them together in a pleasing way, it could work for everybody. But it seemingly, too often, and particularly the more corporate the radio is, the more polarized it seems to become. It just devolves into something where everybody's fighting against each other, much like the American political system. Oh, blast. I wasn't supposed to say anything about that. But anyway,
we'll let it pass. This time.
It is a matter that you can work together for the common good of both the client and the listener, and it doesn't hurt anybody, and nobody has to stand up and take the credit. But anyway, that said, I don't know where we're going with
this. Well, I'll tell you where I'm going with it, because we've been talking about radio. Obviously, we both had long careers in radio. Neither one of us are working in radio anymore. I mean, I'm doing this, and you're doing...
I'm in digital media.
You can actually say where you work if you desire to.
And I'm not a large public corporation involved in digital media. How's that?
Okay. And so in the midst of all this discussion, I had just a vivid dream this morning of working at a progressive rock station with wood-paneled studios and ramps up to the control rooms and rock and roll posters on the wall and, you know, and it was in Chillicothe somewhere. It wasn't, which I would never consider anyway. And it was such a small town that the runway for the local airport ran through downtown. And I... And I remember I woke up and I came out and I got coffee and went, do not discuss talk radio anymore because I have radio PTSD. And it's like telling war stories. You wake up in a cold sweat dreaming about this amazing radio station where everybody was super into the music and I was really excited to work there. And then I realized that doesn't exist anymore. That's gone. The wood paneled studio and everything.
And can I mention the station? I don't know if I should or not, or just someplace out west. But
your Taos station?
Yeah.
You should mention the station. That's fine.
I have a favorite radio station in Taos, New Mexico.
That was what you were talking about.
KTAO. And they are the world's largest solar-powered radio station. And literally, I've been there. There are no lines run into the studios.
What do you mean, no lines?
No power lines running into the studio.
You mean the equipment is solar powered?
Everything is solar powered.
Well, how do they get sun into the studio?
The transmitter. So
what?
And they have batteries to when the sun is not shining. They do not have power backup. It's a wonderful little place. And
I got to see that. Maybe that's what I'm dreaming of.
Why don't you come out to Taos with me sometime? Because we're going out in July. Anyway. KTAO's wonderful thing, and it's one of those things we talked about just because of the devolution of the broadcasting in America. Taos as a town has 7,500 people. Taos County has 40,000 people, and it's a huge county. It's the size of Rhode Island.
Sure, New Mexico is gigantic.
New Mexico's a big state. And the bottom line is they have 7 live morning shows in this town. And in a lot of larger cities, in Chattanooga, as an example...
Which we are near,
but not in. As an example, they've got 3 live morning shows, and they've got, you know, it's a top 100 market. And there are a lot of...
Chattanooga's a top 100 market?
It is number 82.
No way.
Check a box. You've been here.
Wow. You're almost bigger than Kansas City right now.
Really? I didn't know.
I'm just kidding.
Spike Santee is going to be sad if we're larger than
that. No, don't even get me started about Kansas City.
I'm not going to start you on Kansas City. I've been there. And anyway, let's not go against anybody's Chamber of Commerce. But anyway.
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Kansas City, but...
Somebody needs
Long
to
story.
Go, if
go
they're
ahead.
Interested in good radio, ktao.com, because I listen to it because I enjoy the music and I enjoy the personalities because, well, A, they've got personalities. Patty Mack, their morning man, is like a friend. It's like...
So you're a groupie, is what you've reduced yourself to the guy that calls the station and says, God, I just love you guys. You're great. You're such a great station. That's
not
what
once
you,
have
you've
I ever done
You've become reduced
that.
To that.
Your
wife Tish is making comment. The peanut gallery is
making comments.
What are you saying?
He talks to me about it all the time.
Just
he is a great
Yeah, I don't call. I don't follow him around. I don't know where his house is.
And by
is.
The way, I should do... mention it. As long as we're talking about radio, Tish is accounting and a traffic person in radio. So she's probably more knowledgeable about radio than either one of us.
Oh, yeah, she could build a radio station, but just doesn't because she doesn't enjoy it anymore.
Why do it?
Anyway, the only point and the bottom line, which I'm going to sum up in 30 seconds so we can move on, is I probably know as much about Taos, New Mexico, is what's going on, what's happening in town, what the charities are, what the events are, what the people are interested in, because I listen to a morning show that relates to the community and tells what is on people's mind, talks to people within the community, and that is what radio is supposed to do. It's not supposed to be some guy in Dallas broadcasting to 100 radio stations across America about, hey, I was with the Kardashians last week and we just had a great time in Los Angeles, because that is not what radio is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about what's happening here, what's important to the community, what we can do to help people that need to be helped, and what we can do to make our town better and also help local advertisers and the rest of it. So that is what it was built to be, and that is what it is no longer to become, which is why I've got to go all the way 1,300 miles away from my house to find a good radio station to listen to, because they're just not available locally.
And no, we did not talk about politics in this podcast, and I don't think we will in the second half. But in the news these days, you know, lots of talk about trade protection. You got Trump, and I knew we weren't going to say the name Trump, but I'm going to say it. The new president going over to Germany and raising hell with Angela Merkel and causing all kinds of problems. And companies are starting to think about bringing some of their manufacturing back to the United States. If this is you, if you're in the decision-making chain for one of these companies, consider American manufacturing at DepoStar in Minnesota. DepoStar, DEPOT, DepoStar American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. Visit their website at depostar.com. Well, yeah, and we were talking about radio. The problem is that I don't think that many people, you know, we've talked about this before, and I don't need to go on and on and on about it, but I think the people that are listening to the radio are generally older demographics, because as we talked about this morning, it's the guy that goes out and gets in the 1992 Ford Ranger and turns on the AM radio and drives 16 miles to work, and that's that. And, you know, I don't know which one could argue that first the content went and then the listening went, or vice versa, because people have more choices. We were talking about one of our compatriots in the business. I think his name is Perry Simon from is it All Access? I think it's All Access.
AllAccess.com or All Access, but yeah.
Went to the Talkers Convention and said, I loved his post. He said, average age, 117. And they talked about podcasting for exactly 20 minutes, and that was the end of that. And that podcasting, particularly in the political talk arena, is really coming on fast, because you can tailor make podcasts to issues. But it isn't just politics. It's all kinds of things that are specialized information that you would never be able to get on radio. So it's sort of a weird combination of social media and broadcasting, which I love. But you know, when you talk about this station in Taos, that's what got me. That's what I was dreaming about. You know, down to the type of airplane that was on the runway. I mean, you know, why would I dream of a Beech King Air? Oh, I know why. Because you've got that AOPA.
And we did the beach museum thing. That's what you looked at last night. Remember the beach party at the beach museum in Tullahoma, Tennessee? Not giving a random plug for what's happening in October, but go to the beachheritagemuseum.com if I'm allowed to.
Is that the Beech Aircraft Company?
No.
It's just the word beach.
The Beech Aircraft Company is now owned by Universal Amagala.
Well, I was talking about... So you've got a magazine in there that is an article on a Beech King Air that somebody restored.
No,
that's magnificent.
Oh, exactly.
And I was dreaming, and that was the plane that people were riding out into the onto the runway in the
okay,
the,
I get
in the
it
movie
now.
in the dream
which was
about the radio station
as a movie, yes.
Which you started with your crazy Taos, New Mexico groupiedom about this radio station
and the thing is, as close as I am to here, as a matter of fact, if they put a big light in the sky, we could see it from here 10 miles off. There's a small town out from us where there is a local radio station with a local owner who does the morning show, who goes to the Chamber of Commerce events, who does all the rest of it, and ties the community together through broadcasting.
But, I mean,
just
is that
like
a,
newspaper used to.
Is that a
it
scintillating?
Still happens.
Is it any good to listen to? I mean, do you actually listen to that and go, God, that was great?
You know, I respect what he does because the people that do listen to it are devoted
who
listeners.
Who listens to it?
People that live in Cleveland,
the people
Tennessee.
On the Chamber of Commerce, right?
No, quite. It's populated with business, and you can actually pull out Bradley County and the Chattanooga it's now Nielsen Book, but you can pull out Bradley County and you can see their listenership and their average quarter hour in the morning show, which is probably the most important, is somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500, depending on the book. And the fact is that's 2,000 people live in your town,
right,
that are engaged
you
with
do
that
realize
program.
That so, the History of Rome guy probably has 100,000 downloads per day.
Probably.
For a podcast.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's just, it's fascinating to me that radio people, and you're doing it because we all do it.
But
they've got 2,000 people listening, which is nothing.
But
in the digital world.
In Cleveland, Tennessee, and if you own a business in Cleveland, Tennessee, those 2,000 people are important to you because you may get 10 people a day that walk in your door. So the fact that you can talk to 2,000 is important.
It is important, and I don't mean to be
dismissive.
I don't want to be dismissive,
but you are.
Because that's cruel. But you could probably reach all 2,000 of them on Facebook without even blinking an eye if you felt the need to. You could do a Facebook Live. Although, let's talk about Facebook Live, because I feel that Facebook Live is overused. I have a theory about Facebook Live. Would you like to hear it?
I would.
I recommend not using Facebook Live unless you're being shot by a policeman or in the middle of a terrorist attack or you're watching Jesus Return or you actually are catching aliens in the field, because Facebook Live should not be used for, hey, this is,
I'm
in radio.
I'm ice cream with my kids.
And this is my first Facebook Live experience. And
Facebook Live should be for breaking news, not I'm eating ice cream with my kids and I'm live on Facebook.
Or everybody that gets fired from radio, the first thing they do is a Facebook Live, and that's do not do that. And it's usually Facebook Live
then,
in the kitchen.
By the way, they start a podcast, but I'm not going to go there.
Making, I did that years ago, and I was actually employed when I started the podcast.
Okay.
So there. But no, I don't recommend Facebook Live, but there's that.
Yeah, Facebook is one of those things, and I've been experimenting with it. I work for a local nonprofit, and we've done a couple of events that have been charity for the community kind of things, and I've played with Facebook.
Facebook Live or just Facebook in
no,
general?
No, just Facebook. Trying to figure out exactly how to target, where to target, and all the rest of it, and who to target to. And frankly, it's so broad on Facebook, it's hard to say. And I don't have enough followers within my community to do anything live that would make a difference. And the fact is, at least within my local radio stations, because we can see how many people are active within their communities, a lot of these radio stations don't have enough people that going live will really make an impact. It's not going to be an average quarter hour on most of their stations for their Facebook fans. So
that's because
it's
they're
almost
all
a vanity piece.
87 years old. And
exactly.
That's
and they don't know. Yeah. And once again, they don't know how to use the medium of Facebook because it is, or they don't know how to access their community within it. So it's a matter that we've got this cool new toy, but we don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know, I would say people between the ages of 18 to 34 or even 18 to 45, they know what to do with it. It's just that there are certain age groups that don't know what to do with it.
Exactly.
You know?
And I am not, you know, once again, I'm not a Facebook target because I am somewhat over the age of 60, and I'm one of those people that's, you know, watching his grandkids on Facebook. Obviously, because I'm a little bit more digital savant than most of my contemporaries. I'm a little bit better with it than some folks, but still.
Well, I think it's because you're still working. And I think that.
You've got to.
My biggest
still
problem,
working, doing something engaged with the community, as opposed to doing government work where I'm filing some
paper
and
say
complaining
one thing.
About some, my supervisor.
You graduated from high school considerably more earlier than I did, so.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I am much older than you are, Bob. So. Please, mention that two more times in the next 15 minutes.
I do have an actual issue to discuss, which is this question of when to retire. And I recommend not retiring. I don't understand why people retire. I think that you go to seed the minute you retire. I don't believe in it. I think you should work until you're dead.
And it's something I don't know. Everybody makes up their own mind about it. I had a great uncle who ran the Holland Coal Company in Statesville, North Carolina.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, obviously he died in the 90s. I don't know the exact date. He walked to work every day, and he died at his desk at 106. So,
I mean, 106?
And he walked to work every day to do that.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true. That is not one of those.
He has to be
stories.
One of the oldest men on the planet at 106.
No, at that point in time, the oldest guy was like 123.
Where was
but
this?
He's
when
dead
did
now
he die?
Too. This was in the 90s.
That's amazing.
The 1990s, not the 1890s. The 1990s.
106 years old.
Exactly.
And he worked till the day he died.
He worked till the day he
because
died.
Because I think it keeps you sharp. So I would urge you, because I heard you when we went to the market today. I heard you talking to some guy about trying to figure out, you know, about retirement. And I don't do it. Don't do it.
And the thing is,
you'll lose your mojo.
At this point in time, you know, we've had hard points. I'm going to retire at 62. I've got the planning. I can do that. And I could. But the thing is, I'm past that now. I'm working for a good company. I'm doing a job I enjoy. And the reason I enjoy what I'm doing is because I'm learning something new every day.
Right.
I'm learning new technologies. I'm learning new methods. I'm learning new ways of just accessing the world. And all of that has been good for me. If I was still doing the same thing I did, Bob and I talked about this, I can run any radio station in America, and I can probably do it by mail and probably do it better than the people that are doing it now.
They're running it by mail anyway.
I've done it, you know, I did it for 30 years. Yeah, it's easy. And now working in a new medium, there are some things that carry over. There's some principles that carry over, but there are very few specifics that carry over. And the good thing about the new digital world is it changes every day. In the 4 years I've been working for the people I'm working with now, literally everything has changed. I'm in a formal training every quarter.
Wow.
And it's a matter that, and we have, the platform that I started working with is literally, there is not a single piece that would interchange
yeah,
with
that's
it
one of the cool things
we
is that new
jacked
platforms
up the
develop
logo
all the time.
And run a new company underneath it. And that's the cool part about the digital world is that, and the reason we change was not because it was, well, gosh, it'd be cheaper if we did this. The reason we change is because we do a lot of research in consumer habits. We know what consumers are doing. We know what they're doing, and we know why they're doing it. So we adapt what we're doing to match their behaviors, not making a consumer match our behavior to use our product.
Right.
So all of that. Mobile's been the biggest change, obviously, in the past 4 years, but there's just so much that is different. And if you don't continue to chase the people that are using you, you're going to fail because you are no longer what you tell the consumer you are, that your product is number one or the best. Your product is what the consumer tells other consumers.
That's
your
a time-honored
is.
Principle, though. That's
no,
nothing new. You want Led Zeppelin? Here's Led Zeppelin. That's, you know, I mean, that can both get you into trouble, but that can also, you know, make you successful.
At this point in time, it's what the consumer tells you they want to
do. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And if they don't want Led Zeppelin, don't give them Led
That's
Zeppelin.
The point.
Yeah, exactly.
That, the point of that statement was, you know, anyway, that's too dating, but that's what they used to say.
And despite being an early 70s rocker, I never liked
Here's another one. Here's another one. Nobody doesn't like their favorite song. So what that means is that's an argument for tighter rotations because nobody doesn't like their favorite song. So you want to make sure that the favorite song of the month or the hour or the week or the day is playing as many times a day as possible. Now that's all changed because now people are using, Spotify and what's the other one? I always forget it.
Pandora.
Pandora, yeah.
Because it's a matter now, if I want to hear my favorite song, I'll say, Alexa, play my favorite song. And guess what? She does.
And then the jackbooted thugs come through the front door.
No.
But didn't you have an experience with Alexa where you said something and it showed up in your Facebook feed and you weren't even talking to Alexa?
In the first 2 weeks of having Alexa, my wife and I both had experiences. My wife and I both had experiences. Bob's indicating I need to move closer to the microphone. Work that mic. We both had experiences where we were talking about randomness, and it may have been anything as bizarre as a place to travel as a particular RV we were looking at. And all of a sudden, that showed up the next day in our Facebook feed.
Scary.
You know, Farmington, New Mexico is the one that I remember because nobody talks about Farmington, New Mexico. But we're traveling this summer, one of the towns we're going through, whether we were going to stay in Farmington or go all the way to Durango. That was a conversation we had in private with Alexa in the room.
Not good.
The next day, I got a feed from Farmington, New Mexico Chamber of Commerce talking about all the wonderful things in Farmington. And now I'm afraid not to go there. So it is a matter that... At this point in time, what I realize working in the digital world is if you are online, you should just cede any thought you may have of privacy. Because you don't have to have Alexa. It doesn't matter if you have Alexa or not.
But what does it do for you?
If you search on Google, if you search anywhere on the web, if you visit websites, if you do anything... In a digital world, we know where you went, we know what you're doing, we know what you're interested in.
And that's fine.
And if we have somebody that wants to buy that information, we're going to sell it to them to let them serve you an ad.
Here's the thing about Alexa. Alexa is listening to everything that goes on in your household. And that's the thing people are upset about, is the thing never turns off. So it's consistently, and you're not only, it's not just like when you go to search, it's literally everything that is said in the household, that thing hears.
And literally I can unplug it if it concerns me. And when I'm plotting an overthrow of a third world country, I definitely unplug it. But it is a matter.
Why? You don't have to. Please plot the overthrow of Venezuela. That would help everyone at this point.
Well, I've thought it's our target ripe. And if I knew Spanish better, I'd go. Anyway, that's no hablo español.
All right, very quickly.
Yes.
What do you like most about Tennessee?
The more time I spend here and the more time I have to spend other places, because for not a lot, but eight to 10 weeks out of the year, I have to spend it out of town. And many of those weeks are up north. I realize the freedom that Tennessee gives you. You don't really worry about much in terms of law enforcement. If you don't do anything dumb, nobody's going to bother you. There's no state income tax.
Could you say the same if you were black? Could you say the same thing?
Here's the thing. Don't get me started down this road, because I learned something really ugly when we were on vacation last year. We went with some friends, and what I learned that's worse than white privilege, if you go to a tourist town, is white tourist privilege. It doesn't matter if you're smoking a joint walking down Bull Street in Savannah, Georgia. You're not going to get arrested, even if you're drunk. Because it doesn't seem to make any difference if you're in a tourist town and expressing your white tourist privilege. Having never been black, I don't know if it would have made a difference. I did not notice any oppression.
That was really an unfair comment to the state of Tennessee.
Minorities.
But you're saying that the state generally stays out of your business, and
the
you
state
like that.
Stays out of your business. You don't have state income tax. There are not a lot of oppressive regulations. You know, I can sit here on 10 acres and a nice house. Is the house nice or is it just
it's fantastic?
Okay?
No,
it's
I
just
love it.
Okay. And I pay less than $2,000 a year in property taxes.
Nice.
It costs me $24 a year to register my car. If you're up north, write that down. It's just a matter that there is just not a lot of meddling in your business. And that's what I like. It's not big crime issues, not big corruption issues. Don't get me going on the mayor. But beyond that, it's basically a nice, pleasant place to live where you don't have to worry about little things walking down the street. And I cannot say I feel the same way when I'm spending time in Chicago, which I have to do often.
Yeah.
It's not a matter. There we go. I'm sorry, we've got to wrap this up. Hey, it's been great.
Now, don't forget xgovernmentcars.com. John is very interested in Ed Johnson at xgovernmentcars.com. Got the Crown Vicks while they last, the Chevy Impalas, the Dodge Chargers, one owner, fleet-maintained government vehicles, and of course, the line on Department of Homeland Security Expeditions and Yukons. These are super clean, low mileage, great vehicles from Department of Homeland Security. So Yukons and Expeditions. Check them out online at
xgovernmentcars.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts on iTunes, off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, which is the way you listen to it, the stream. And of course, TuneIn, Stitcher.com. And I'm going to do a whole podcast about Stitcher.com because they're doing strange things to the podcast. I'll talk about it in a future podcast, blogtalkradio.com. And again, you can also listen to individual podcasts on the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Just disable the streaming and then click on the podcast and then click on the player and it's good to go. Thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks you guys for donating to the Bob Davis Podcast. It's going right to the diesel tank. And thanks for just following me on this crazy trip at thebobdavispodcasts.com. All right, we need to make some more coffee. What did I say earlier? John, you want Zeppelin? Here's Zeppelin.
Around.